Ashet Audio presents The Island, written by Ellen Hildebrand, read by Denise Hicks. To my mother, Sally Hildebrand, who gave me my roots and my wings. The Tate House. It had sat abandoned for 13 years. This had happened without warning. It was a summer house, a cottage, though it had been built well, with high-quality lumber and square-headed steel nails. This was back in 1935, during the Depression. The carpenters had been eager for work. They were careful when aligning the shingles. They sanded, swept, then sanded again with high-grit paper. The banister was as smooth as a satin dress. The carpenters, brought in from Fall River, stood at the upstairs windows and whistled at the views. One bedroom looked out over the mighty ocean, and one bedroom looked out over the bucolic pastures and wide ponds of this, Tuckernuck Island. The house was occupied only in July and sometimes August. In the other months, there was a caretaker, poking his head in, checking that the windows were tight, removing the small brown carcasses from the mousetraps. The house had been witness to a wide range of behavior from the members of the family that owned it. They ate, and they slept like everyone else. They drank, and they danced to music picked up off the shortwave radio. They made love, and they fought. Yes, the Tates were screamers, one and all. It must have been genetic. They got pregnant, and they gave birth. There were children in the house, crying and laughing, drawing on the plaster with crayons, chipping a shingle with a well-hit croquet ball, extinguishing a sneaked cigarette on the railing of the deck. The house had never caught fire, thank God. And then, for 13 years, nobody came. But that wasn't entirely true. There were field mice and an army of Daddy Longlegs. There were 3 bats that flew in through the open attic window, which the family had forgotten to close when they left, and which the caretaker had overlooked. The window faced southwest, so it deflected the worst of the wind and the rain. It served as an aperture that allowed the house to breathe. A quartet of mischievous kids broke in through the weak door on the screened-in porch, and for a moment the house felt optimistic. Humans! Youngsters! But these were trespassers, though not, thankfully, vandals. They hunted around.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?